This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Virus activity in Colorado is low, according to the State Health Department, but the season could pick up quickly. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The respiratory virus season generally starts to spike as the weather gets colder and more folks gather inside. Right now, overall respiratory illness activity in Colorado is very low. That's according to a state dashboard that tracks viruses through hospitalizations, positive tests, and wastewater testing. But over the last year, more than 14,000 Coloradans were hospitalized with either COVID-19, influenza, or RSV. Updated vaccines are now available at pharmacies, doctor's offices, and clinics. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado's Division of Homeland Security has awarded more than $5 million to local disaster mitigation projects. The money will go to 10 recipients, including the town of Superior and the Larimer Conservation District. It'll help them reduce fire risk and restore watersheds. The money comes from a fee that Colorado property insurers have paid since 2023. The federal government also supports disaster mitigation projects, but this year the Trump administration has tried to cut funding for the program. As the U.S. Supreme Court considers another rollback of the landmark Voting Rights Act of 1965, Colorado took action this year to enshrine access and to ensure political representation. State Senator Julie Gonzalez sponsored Colorado's version of the Voting Rights Act.
The Colorado Voting Rights Act is really designed to ensure that every Coloradan who's eligible has the ability to cast that ballot free from fear and free from discrimination.
Governor Polis signed the Colorado Voting Rights Act into law in May. This is CPR News and KRCC.